Hey everybody, how are you doing here? We start our space just in a little bit in 5 minutes. Let's wait about 5 minutes, the other people, and we start our beautiful space. And when we're waiting, I just want to play music from Juby, one of our speaker today. It's her new song, and yeah, just let's wait a little bit. Everyone is now muted. It's not me. It's right now it's unmuted. So I'm happy to be here again. Hey everybody. And today, starting from today, with Spots, started to do a weekly spaces, which will be every Friday, where we will talk about music, about art, about what's important for artists, how we can help them, and about our benefits. And right now, I just want to say a few words about Spots. I just want to say too that Spots provide tools that help the artists spread their talent, monetize their art, gain knowledge about their free, and give the audience a new way to acquire the pieces from their favorite artists, create a closer relationship between both parts, between your community and you as well as an artist. So, and today we have an artist, Serena and Wisdom, and I'm so happy that you come here, guys. I really want to know more about you. We already know each other, you know. I know that you are cool guys, and I wanted to introduce yourself for the other people, and I want to start from Serena. Can you say a few words about yourself? What are you doing? Like, you're a musician, you web-free musician, are you DJ, everything. Just tell us about a little bit more about you, please.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. First, thank you for inviting me to speak today and be a part of this. Really appreciate it. I'm Serene Ellis. I am a singer. I produce music as well, and I DJ often. So I've been doing music for a while now, since 2019, I guess, starting to produce music, but I have a musical background, playing the violin for a decade. So yeah, I really love music. It's a huge part of my life. And right now, currently, I'm in the metaverse. I'm one of the first, well, I am the first singer in Decentraland, which is a metaverse platform. The first one on Ethereum, and I've been in the metaverse for 4 years. So I do my music in the 3D space, and I just kind of dabble into different metaverses like Zepeto, and just kind of use my music as to create even more in the digital space, and also hone in my persona and character development as like who I want to be in the metaverse. So I'm still exploring that. that's a little bit of about me.
Yeah, thank you so much. I've seen what you're doing, and I've been on the one of your concerts on the Decentraland, and it was so cool how you're streaming there, this platform, how you vibe there, put the vibe and energy in your concerts, and this is really amazing, and that's really cool. That's why I want to know more and more and more about you, because we know each other, yeah, for sure, but we didn't talk a lot, so therefore it's so cool that you come here and can show yourself to the other people. It also recording space, so everybody will hear that and know more about you. So yeah, thank you so much. And right now I want to ask the Wisdom, can you introduce yourself too, please? Because I've heard your song, and this is literally amazing too. Really, you have a brilliant voice, and I know what happened with your previous account. It was banned for no reason, and I know your story, but can you a little bit more tell about yourself, please?
Can you hear me? Because it's kind of breaking up.
Yeah, right now we hear you.
Am I clear?
Everything good.
Hi everyone. My name is Wisdom. I'm a singer, songwriter from Nigeria. And Serena, I'm just starting out on my music journey. I've been singing for like 6-7 years now, but it's been just like a hobby, you know. I sing for friends, I sing at family functions. I really didn't take it seriously as as something that intentionally want to like release music and connect with people and release my own songs. So I've been in the Web3 space for like a year, and I The Web3 space has really given me, you know, like people in Web3 really motivated me to like really take music seriously. So I would say that I was able to release my first song, which I released exactly this time last week on Friday, on Web3. And it's been really, you know, interesting. So I'm really happy to be here. I'm really happy to share what I'm trying to do. And yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, of course. Oh, one second. Yes, of course. I've heard your song, and I hope that everything is well with it. Because I think that you gotta have a lot of means and views on this song. That's really amazing. And I just wanted to ask you a question, you both guys. You already answered a little bit on this question, but I want to ask more a little bit. Like, how has Web3 technology influenced the way you create, distribute, and monetize your music compared to traditional methods to Web2? Like, do you see some difference between it? Do you see there's some difference between the community what's here, how you growing up, how do you feel when you release your music on Web3 instead of Web2? What do you think, guys? Serena, what can you say about it?
Yeah, well, I've been dabbling into Web3 music for maybe like 4 months or so. And no, actually maybe a little longer, maybe like 8 months. But here and there, and my experience so far has been good. I come from a background of sales, so you know, I kind of understand it, but you know, there's some pros and cons because I don't like selling. Everything is a sale at the end of the day, but I just for some reason I'm not motivated to do that. But I feel like as far as like Spotify and Web2, it is hard, but there are ways where you can get on playlists and you don't have to like DM people and like, you know, kind of get in there and, you know, try to sell. I'm not really into it. I'm just, I don't know if it's like pessimistic or whatnot, but I just not into that. But I do love that there's an option for others to collect the song. So I think it's kind of like the sprinkles on top, cherry on top to music. I think Web2 is really important still because they have a bigger audience. I feel like I already know everyone in Web3 already in music NFTs. So, you know, there's not everyone's going to like hip hop. You know what I mean? So I guess the amount of listeners are not as large as they are in Web2. So I think it's important to use both as much as possible because Web2, people are, no matter how many people say, oh, Web2 sucks, Web2 sucks, but there's artists literally making a living off of it, you know what I mean, with their music. Yeah. So great way to get discovered as well. So I think they're both important, and I don't think one is good without the other, you know what I mean? So that's kind of where I am right now.
Yes, definitely. I know what you mean. I feel you. The same. I hate, like, you know, selling my songs because I want that people just listen to my music and say, oh my God, I want to collect it. This is amazing. This is beautiful. You know, sometimes I'm feeling a little bit awkward when I'm DMing to people like, hey, I'm here. Please just notice me. Yes, I want to show you my song. And it's awkward. Yeah, but I think this is a little part of our reality, you know. If you will not speak or send DMs or make a videos, nobody will notice you, see you, you know, because a lot of musicians here who wanna growing up and they're over time posting and all these millions post, the people just don't see you, you know, just can't miss you. So it's important thing to be in both parts, like in Web2, in both areas, in Web2 and Web3, because we don't need to forget about it. There are also audience who want to listen our music, who want to know who we are, and we got to show them who we are. So yes, I feel the same pain to be an artist, but it's still pretty funny because you can
literally find your people here, you know. If you will, for example, post something, one people, you will DM to people, and from 10 people you find your one person, and this person will be amazing, and you will growing up together, will be in connection, and you will support each other, and this is amazing. This is amazing thing. But I feel your pain totally on 1,000,000%. So
yeah. And I had one more thing to add. Like, I feel like, you know, as producer, you know, there's producers that don't really, like, go out there and be extroverted and talk. And what mm-hmm. about those people? You know what I mean? Like, not everyone, this is kind of just one way of doing it. But what about other people that this is not really, like, something that they're into? There's got to be other options, you know? So eventually when Web3 becomes bigger, maybe there will be playlists and stuff for Web3, NFTs or something like that, that can help people that don't really want to speak and don't really want to talk. Like, I'm not really a person that, I mean, right now I'm talking, but usually I don't. I'm not, yeah.
I really,
but, you know.
Yes, I feel you, because I'm the same, you know, I'm the same. To be honest, it can seems like I'm kind of like a, hey, everybody, I like to speak a lot. I'm here. I'm extrovert. But it's not always like this. So therefore, I'm saying that I understand you on 1,000,000%. And about this, like, what's about these people who don't like to talk a lot, you know, they don't like to be on spaces or share something to DM. The spots exactly developing right now, the features for don't talk a lot, literally. They build a community in the spots. You can communicate with them. You can stream also them. But right now it's in beta, but it will be very soon. Right now we are looking for people who would like to be a tester there and check it out. How is that? So, and try it, because, you know, still, when you're growing up, the community is an important part of your, how I can say, business on your way, you know. So it's just should be comfortable for everybody, not only for extrovert, but for introvert too. And the spots exactly just doing it right now, which is amazing. Yes, and I wonder on the same question, Winston answered, and also Jubilee, but we will talk with Jubilee a little bit later, just in 5 minutes. I just want that Winston said about answer on this question. Can you please?
Okay, please, can you repeat the question so I can...
Oh, yeah, sorry, it was a long talk. But okay, the question was, how has Web3 technology influenced the way you create, distribute, and monetize your music compared to traditional methods? So do you feel the difference between Web3 and Web2 when you drop in your song, when you communicate with people? Do you feel this difference? How the Web3 influence on your business, I can say like that?
All right, so for people like me who are just starting out their career, I would say Web3 has been really, really helpful. Well, in terms of creating my song, I haven't really, gotten any, like, the creation process, you know, is basically still, you know, if it's not really influenced by Web3, because you still have to write your song, you still have to get it produced, you know. But in terms of distribution and monetization, Web3 has really helped. So I'm just starting up my music career, you know, and basically if I was to be in Web2, what I will be trying to do now is create content on TikTok, sing on YouTube, sing on Twitter, sing on Instagram, sing on TikTok, you know, get a following, then refer people to my songs on Spotify and Apple Music and get them to listen to it, you know. And if I do well on a song, then it blows off and, you know, I get signed from there, or that kind of thing. So, you know, that I feel is the path a lot of people are taking in Web2. They're really trying to put their content out there, grow a following, get a fan base, have people who follow them on social media, you know, and consistently grind. and get their songs distributed on music platforms like Spotify and Apple Music. But for me, I'm just starting up my career. I have seen a really, you know, I've seen really good results, although it's not really where it is. And as she said, as I think Serena said, that, you know, not a lot of people can sell. And I think that's one realization, you know, that that comes with Web3, because now, you know, you're the product, your voice is the product, your music is the product, you know. And it really pays if you can learn how to, you know, connect with people, how to give people what they want, how to, you know, have like a transformational relationship with people who, you know, want to hear from you or care to hear from you. So it's something that I'm constantly doing, learning, you know, figuring it out. But I'm pretty sure it's a really handy skill in the future to learn now. But for now, I would say in distributing my music, Web3 has made it really easy, because there are so many platforms out there, from Sound, XYZ to Zora to so many. You can just, there's even a new, like new ones are constantly popping up. So you can, I could drop my song on Sound really easy, then get people to mint my song. You know, the distribution process is so easy. The monetization process is quite easy as well. And, you know, there aren't large third parties who are just taking majority of your royalties and keeping it for themselves. So I would say that now that I'm starting up my music career, the Web3 space has really been good in distribution and also like monetization, because it would have taken me like 10,000 streams to just earn over how much, $45 on Spotify. So that's like a lot. And when you look at how much you put into production, how much you put into you know, the whole process, you know, it might end up wrecking you. But because you've taken down the Web3 part, you could, if not, you could definitely recoup what you spent, you know, and still, you know, make a little, you know, something on top, and, you know, to keep yourself going. But if it's in terms of scaling, then I know that, you know, Web3 is really good. But for now, I think now that I'm starting off my career, Web3 has really, really helped me. That really, really helped me in helping me to monetize my product and, you know, put it out there to people who really want to hear from me.
Yeah, thank you so much for this cool reply answer. I agree with you too. Yes, because the monetization, oh my God, what happened with my English? Because the monetization and distribution in Web3 right now, it's so easy. As you said, like, you can drop something on Sound and it's too easy to drop your song. You almost don't pay anything. They have Ethereum optimism, and also you can withdraw it. And you can, for this money from collectors, you can growing up more and more. Instead of like, for example, on Spotify, you have 10K plays, and you will receive only how much? $10? I don't know. But if you would have about a 1K free mint on a Sound, you would already have some money to grow up more, you know, like make videos, something like that. But yeah, the growing up in both areas, it's so important. And also to have a community, it's also so important. And we got to find a way how to make it easy and don't feel this pain when you're dropping your song, you know, or when you're making your song, thinking how I will promote it, for who I need to text. Oh my God, I have to send millions, tons of DMs that somebody noticed me. This is the pain, for real. But yeah, but we can figure it out, just to find our way how to work with it. So yeah, thank you for this answers, guys. And right now I want to say, hey Juby, how are you doing? We missed you, we waited you. And yeah, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm just chilling here before I have a couple errands to run today. I've been listening to the questions and everything in the space about like Web2, Web3, and I agree with everyone, what everyone's saying. I mean, at this point, still be, you can't just be one, you know? Like, I'm sure people are making, like, good money with, like, selling their music NFTs, but that can't be the only thing. And I believe also, like, other platforms, that's why they go in being, like, not just Web3 exclusive, but both at the same time, Web2, Web3, just because the exclusivity is not ready yet. And it's still a small market, even though people are getting, like, thousands of mints, like, there's still a whole pack of people that are so against NFTs for whatever reason they have. Like, most of the time, it's, like, some BS. But, yeah, like, Web2 is still really reasonable to have, just because, like, you know, collecting royalties is a really big thing. And, like, people on most of the platforms we're using for social network or video, whatever, most of the content creators, they're still on Web2 platforms, so that's not going to go away. We're still going to be using those. They're still going to be making money from them, even if it's little. I mean, get your royalties, people. Like, it's, I think that's really where the money's at also. Like, I don't get anything from posting my stuff on Spotify or whatever, because, one, I don't really try. And then there's the other thing of just, it takes so many views to, like, get something bearable in terms of, like, income from there. So, and I mean, there's, like, other ways to get people to buy your stuff, like, what was that platform? It was, like, Bandcamp or something. Like, you can use that, but, like, I don't know many people that use it. Like, it's not a mainstream thing. People have tried that. And no one wants to buy the song and, like, keep it on their desktop. Like, I don't even know. Because, like, most of the people have music players with, like, Spotify or YouTube Music or Apple Music. I don't think you can, like, import external music on there either. So it's like, shoot, what do you do? And then, like, you know, and that's why, like, you know, we still have physical collective products like vinyl, because it's like, even though you're buying something that you can't play on your phone or whatever, you could still, there's another way to play it, and it's like, it's tangible. And so I still think the tangible, like, ness is still important for many people out there that are really, like, avid fans of whoever artists there are. So yeah, I think it's still important, but still shifting. But I think Web3 music will grow very slowly, but definitely for sure. I mean, like, look at AI. I mean, if they're not going to be able to push into mainstream music, they're going to put on the blockchain, and then that's it. Like, that's where you can listen to it. Like, if they're, you know, like, a lot of these new tracks, I know an artist, her boyfriend's doing this whole, like, Web3 blockchain AI music space, and, like, the songs sound amazing, and, like, they're not, Web2 platforms are not gonna let you push that. Like, there's no way. Like, you could probably put it on YouTube, and that's as far as it'll go, but, like, you can't, like, really make money off of it. So, yeah, I think the music industry is shifting, and we should just be wary of, like, where it shifts. So yeah, that's everything.
Yeah, thank you for your reply. I agree with you. And can you a little bit introduce yourself to the people? What are you doing? Who you are, etc., etc., etc. Just in a few words, what are you doing?
Yeah, of course. I'm Julie Lee, and I am a music producer. I guess you'd say artist, too. I'm also a writer. I have blogs. I also write for, I've written for Tuning In, and I'm also writing for The Music District. It's another metaverse. And I also just make very long songs. So, like, I'm not very genre-specific, and maybe that might be a problem for some, but I think it's just, like, you know, putting out stuff out there that comes to your mind is, like, so important. You just don't, like, it might be one of those hits that you like forget to put out, and you didn't want to do it because you're just very genre specific to your stuff. And so I kind of separate my music in a way that it's multi-genre. So if you listen to my most recent tracks, you'll find like, you know, electronic mixed with like R&B or hip hop.
But you know, I can't say that you have no genre, because I think that you still have your specific notes in your songs, because I can understand that this song made you, because it sounds unique and nice, and I can understand that this song made a Jubilee. For real, I'm feeling that. And also I wanted to say, like you said, that you have no genre, as you said, but I can't agree with it. I think you have your tone notes in your songs, but if you even don't have like one genre, you're not one genre artist, it's still good, because you experiment and you explore different genres, you make something, and this is amazing. You're growing up. I think this is so cool. So yeah, by the way, I've played your a new song, Find Yourself, in the beginning of the space, and it's amazing. Yes, this is one of my favorite songs, and you really made a great job with this song, and I definitely will include it in my playlist and will listen it every day. So this is amazing. Thank you so much for commenting. Yes, of course. And I want to say to everyone who's here, thank you for what you're doing, guys, because I'm a musician and artist. I can understand how it's sometimes painful to make something, and you can doubt yourself sometimes. I don't know where you're going, you know, and you can be worried about something, but you're still in here, you still do your favorite thing, you still share your music, you still share your soul through music and your arts, and I also can say that we are not only musicians, we are everything, literally, because we do everything. I know that Serena do amazing 3D designs, she is a DJ, you're a singer, you're also posting something. I know that Juby also doing a great post on Medium, and also I know that you're doing cover arts, editing video, make a production on your song. I know that Wisdom doing a great vocal and great songs and everything. So I can understand, I can relate how it's hard sometimes to be the one person with a lot of you know, in a lot of areas. So I just wanted to ask you guys, do you have any doubts in the way how you're growing up? Like, how much you worry when you before you're gonna drop your song? Do you worry about like, oh, how I'm gonna promote it, who will listen, and how much means I will have, etc., etc.? Do you have this? And also the second question is the one question, and in this one question, two questions. So, and what type of support would you like to have as a musician that you're growing up? And don't worry about anything. What would you like to have, like, that just do music, not stressing out, and everything will be good? So, I want Serena to start. I want to hear Serena. What do you think about it? What would you have to growing up and not stressing a lot, if you're stressing about how to growing up in Web 3 and Web 2 and your music? So can you share, please, your feelings about it?
Yeah, sure. Well, right now, you know, when I make music, I've been working on just looking for playlists and stuff like that. So, you know, it takes a lot of time to do research and find reputable links and websites, you know, because sometimes they ask for money when you try to get on a playlist and you don't know if it's like legit or not. So, you know, those sometimes that can be a little bit of a, you know, worry, because there's a lot of scams out there. you know, just like in Web 3, there's scams in Web 2 too. But yeah, I would say, you know, just doing the right amount of research and, you know, putting your songs in relevant genres. My biggest challenge right now, is I'm not specific to one genre. So a lot of these, from what I've researched, it's important to have a genre and stick to it because that can help people discover you better. So I think me trying to find my sound has been a little bit challenging because I love hip hop music. I'm from New York. I'm from the Bronx. I kind of, that's like the culture, right? Most of the artists that come from the Bronx and Brooklyn, like all the artists have come from those areas in New York. So I'm pretty heavily influenced growing up there for 25 years. You know what I mean? So at the same time, I love European music. I used to go to clubs in New York City, all the time. So I love both genres. So right now it's just kind of figuring out my sound, and that could be a little bit of a challenge. I mean, I can do both, but I think picking one would probably work better for me. So I'm still dabbling into that. So I think, when you see artists like Rihanna and like Ariana Grande, like they do both, but they're at a point in their career that they can do that. You know what I mean? So that would be my biggest challenge. And yeah, I'm just kind of, what was the other question? You said, oh, what would make it easier?
What can make it easier? Like, what type of supper would you like to have as a musician? What could help you growing up? Like, maybe community, maybe some benefits on the sides, maybe some support from some people. What would you like to have? What type of supper?
Yeah, I think, building a community sometimes, I think it's easier said than done. Because people are like, oh, just build a community, okay. Like, it's easy. But no, it takes time to build a community. So yeah, I think it would be nice to have maybe platforms that help with that. I feel like they should have, some people in Web3 that want to be like music, managers or something like that, because I'm telling you, it would, I think that's what some artists need. Like, we gotta do 10 things at once, and then, we gotta be the marketing, we gotta be like the artist, the producer, the creator. It's just too much. So I feel like, handing it over to somebody else would definitely help. And I'm gonna be real with you. Money helps. Like, I don't like to say, oh, it's not about the money. Like, come on, it is, because we need it in order to get to where we need to go in the music industry. You cannot make it in the music industry without money. Like, it's just, I'm sorry, but it's very like slim chance. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible, but the possibilities of you blowing up, I mean, it can happen, maybe like TikTok and stuff like that, but sometimes it does take money to get to where you go and to where you want to go. And I've been in around the music industry long enough to know that even artists like Rihanna and stuff like that, they pay for their, to get on the radio. Like, all that stuff that you hear right now is being pushed by money. Like, it's not because, yeah, they have talent, but some of the music out there right now, trust me, it's getting pushed by some funds. So, yeah, I think money would definitely help me in my music career.
Oh yeah, I feel you. Yes, it's yeah, we can say like music is not about the money, it's about our soul, etc., etc. Yes, it is. It is about our soul, about our feelings, because we share our feelings through our music. But money is also an important thing in our business, because as you say, like even Rihanna, Adele, and other famous artists, they paying money to be on the radio, they paying money to be on some concerts, I mean like on shows, etc., etc. But they also they didn't start from that, I guess. Usually they build a community. They like earlier they come to the some parties, find the people who have a close mindset, and they growing up together, and then they started to sell beats, selling their vocals, sell features, their features, and then have some money, and they could put it in their music and then in their development, if I can say it like that. So I'm totally agree that money is important thing, but without people you can't make money, I guess. Like I'm just talking about my experience. Like everything what I'm doing and where I've been, it was for free. and playlist too. I was in Spotify playlist, I was in the other platform playlist, and I've been there for free because I've just found people who made these playlists. So, and I just could tell them, hey guys, I'm here, I have a new job, can you just put it in your playlist? And they say, yeah, of course, Eiko, yeah, why not? And I think if you have a good relationship with other artists or people from this area who made some playlists or do some concerts or show, you can do it for free. I don't know a lot about this business in Europe and US, but I'm talking only about my situation. Every concerts what I've made a real concerts, and I've made it for free because these people know me, and also they paid me that I've been there. So I think it's a little bit different working there and there. But the point, what I wanted to say, money is important, but without the people you can't make money, because we gotta have some connections, networking, and only in this way we can grow up together. And the most important thing is to find your people. This is not the talk with people, to have a conversation, communication, connection with people. It's not difficult, I guess. The difficult it is to find your people who will understand you, and they would like to be with you, not only because of money. This is a difficult thing, but we can manage it. We can manage it and do everything. But I feel you on 100% about it. And sometimes when I don't have money, I'm thinking, oh my God, I would put my music in this playlist and already have a million streams because of it. And maybe I would be popular already. Who knows? But I choose the a little bit other way. Maybe it's a little bit difficult in comparison with just paying money. But I'm building community. And that's what I'm doing right now. And I'm so happy that I'm here, and I'm so happy that I found the people who are with me right now, because they can give me a support, like beautiful you burger girl who's here, like Katan, like Miss Gecko, like Juby, you know. And this is amazing when you just can share your feelings and problems, and they will understand you because they are also musicians, and they can feel your pain, and they also can help you. They also can help you to be somewhere. Like I'm right now, my NFT art, NFT song, will be in the NFT New York gallery. But it happened only because of my friends, because if they wouldn't tell me that, how to do that, I wouldn't be there. It's not about the money, but it's about the information and that they share it to me. So this is amazing. Without sports, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't know G-World. I wouldn't know Tetrahedron. I wouldn't know Alexander and other people. And I wouldn't also grow up. So the point is, this community is really important, and it's kind of sometimes hard. It seems like it's hard, but when you just find one person who matches with you, like mentally, or how to say it, I don't know, you start to see the other people who are around you and who also want to be with you and have a connection, not only about the money, but about the support, about a grow up. So this is amazing, and this is not only Web3, this is a Web2 too, and this is really cool. So yeah, Thank you. I already forgot what what my question was. So if you guys remember what I said, you can answer on this question. But okay, I didn't forget about it. I didn't forget a question, and I want to ask you wisdom in Juby. Okay, I start with wisdom. So what type of supper would you like to have as a musician? And do you have any doubts in the way how you're growing up? Like, could you please share your feelings to us too?
What supper I would like to have? What? What was the first question?
Do you have any doubts in the way how are you growing up, and what type of support would you like to have as a musician?
Okay, I got you now. Sorry about that. All right, so yes, I have like a lot of doubts. So I'm starting up my music career, right? And you know how I told you about marketing and how you know how to now to sell and those kind of things. You know, I think what Serena said about how it's really easier said than done in terms of building a community is really like it's really true. So while some people have it easy, I don't want to say some people have it easy, but you know, some people see it as a very easy process to, like, you know, build a community, get and connect to people, connect with your people, and that kind of thing. It's really true. It's really amazing, you know. And some people like us, it's a bit, you know, on the high end. It can be really difficult, complicated, because I've been trying, you know, because I've been in the Web3 space for like a year, and in that 1 year I've been in so many communities. I've been singing, I've been joining, I've been, you know, called up, I've been trying to connect and that kind of thing. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, one of my fears about this space is that I feel like it really already favors people who are like already big in Web2. People like me starting out, it can be really like hard to like navigate, because I don't know, probably people in this space already feel like if you're in Web2, if you've made it in Web2, then, you know, it's better if I support you. It's better if you have like a track record. And all those things are really valid reasons. They are really valid points as to why people would want to, like, get your NFT, you understand? But I think it's the way people approach it, you know? I feel like people who are already like making it in this space are people who, you know, everyone feels like, oh, they're already having like a Web2 career and they're doing really good there, and they have a Web2 career, and, you know, yes, they have it, like, they already have like an existing past record, and if they're in Web3 and they're grinding, then it's easy for me to support them, because, you know, that's the thing. So for me, that's my fear. I don't really have a track record, and hopefully I'm building one now so that people get to know that get to associate, you know, because I think it's based on trust, you know. So I think to build trust is one of the major things. So I am, you know, currently trying to, you know, get a track record, build a Web2 career in order to be successful in Web3. Can you see the irony? but, you know, because if you really want to be successful, yeah, you need to kind of have like a Web2 career. The people who are minting out on Sound XYZ and having like the top records there are people who already have, like, you know, a Web2 career existing. So, you know, it's that way. So one thing I would say, if I needed support in, would be in terms of, like, you know, the marketing, you know, getting to meet the right people, getting to connect with the right people, you know, and just a guide on, hey, if you're going to start out your career as an artist, then this is how we believe you should do. I think you should do this. I think you should do that. This is how to connect with people. This is how to price your music. This is how to start up pricing your music. This is how to...
Oi.
You know...
It's only me.
This is how to offer utility. This is how to, you know, decide on... You have so many... Keen up.
Yeah, you broke up, but I think that we heard everything what you said, almost. We heard a lot of what you said. You just broke up on the 2 seconds, so it's okay. Please continue.
You understand? And Sound XYZ doesn't do that. And probably a lot of platforms that don't do that. They just like let you go on your own. And probably it's understandable because there are like a lot of people, so they might not have to cater for a lot of artists. So you get, so that's like the challenge. One thing I really need support in is the marketing aspect.
Yeah.
I know what I want.
Yeah. What Sound XYZ doesn't do that?
They don't do marketing for you as an artist.
Ah. It's
busy. Yeah. But anyway, I'm still really grateful for this space. I think I'm learning through try and error how to properly, you know, make it in and, you know, try and offer value in the Web3 space. So it's basically like a try and error. Do this. If it doesn't work, you learn. You know that, oh, you should have done this earlier. So I think that's just it. It's basically the experimentation. And man, it's sometimes it can be really discouraging if you're doing it on your own, but I guess the best thing is like keep pushing, keep going, because you know that you want to, like, you know, put out something that will change the world, or put out something that will change people that you want it to change. So
I feel you. Thank you Wisdom for your words. I agree with it, yes. And Juby, what you can say about it or two?
Hey, I think in terms of making your music kind of like out there, that's I was gonna say something about it. Now I'm like forgetting. I guess the hardest thing is to build a community. Because, you know, like, I feel like a lot of the people that build communities out there are just, they're very extroverted. They tend to have, like, a lot of, like, power to, like, group people together. And some people are just really, really good at, like, working alone. And that's totally fine. Like, some people are Batman and some people are Superman. Like, you know, like, that's, like, you can't just, like, put everyone in one category. And I think that's the hardest thing, right? Because, you know, those both people still want and need some kind of fan base in a way. And, like, it works in some other kinds of art. So, like, when it comes to, like drawing art, like, you'll find a lot of, like, introverts there. Because, like, you know, it's very, like, simplistic. It's very, it isn't driven by something where you have to perform or you have to be very, like, out there, like, go to the club and, like, I don't know, like, pump everyone up or anything. It's just, like, people really appreciate and, like, are amazed by your art or your new style that you've created. So I think that's, like, the hardest thing. And in terms of, like, getting something to help that, I think it's just having a more open mind in the community. I also realize that Web3 is very groupy, so, you know, you'll find a lot of artists that have a lot of lead songs that are, like, pumping on, like, Sound or other platforms, but then when you listen to it, it's like, why is this pumping? I don't know, like, it's me, and I'm not trying to shit on anyone's music or anything, but, like let's be honest, guys, like, not everyone's music out there, and this is even for, like, Web 2, you know, there's, like, a lot of, like hip-hop music I listen to that's, like, really not good. So it's like I'm trying my best to make things in Web3 not a popularity contest, but just, like, really authentic and raw, and like, that's what we really should be going for, because it's like, your music could be good, and then, but if, like, no one really likes you as the person, is that really defining your art? No, of course not. So I think that's where we need to grow and work on. So, yeah, sorry, I meant a little bit short, but thanks for asking.
Yes, of course. Thank you for your reply, for your answer. And, yeah, I thought that I'm only one who noticed that all the music on Sound sounds so beautiful, you know? So I agree with you. And I can feel your pain, guys. And that we need, it would be cool if we would have money and marketing teacher, how to say that, the people who will help us to growing up, you know, because really it's possible to do everything by your own, but it's kind of hard. You can burn out, like I'm burning out right now, to be honest. And I agree with it. And I think that sports are definitely building right now a platform who can close every aspect what we're suffering on. And I just want that Tetra Hirton say a little bit more about sports, that you can understand what is this platform about, you know. So I think it will be so nice that you know what is that. So Tetra Hirton, are you here? Can you a little bit say about sports, like what's the platform it is, what are you creating, guys, what are you doing?
Hello guys, do you hear me? Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. So yes, like the idea is at SPOS is that, like, we've listened to artists, to many artists, you know, and we understand like what exactly is the modern problem, the modern needs of an artist, you know. So that's the basic like lead in this story, where we are building the platform with tools that will help artists, you know, to do things by themselves, like to be independent, not like depending of the like some bigger, let's say, platforms, giants and so on. And also, like, we believe that you know, artists, it's like the art that you are creating, it's like it's something special, because the process of creation, it's something that it's not like, you know, like good morning, but it's much, much more than that. So with artists in the medium of the idea, you know, like we really welcome like everyone who ready to join, to explore and to do like the beta testing that you mentioned with us. So that's it for me.
Yeah, thank you so much. Are you here? Oh yeah. So yeah, thank you so much. And this is really cool what guys doing. And I'm already in spots and I'm feeling the supper what these people give me. And I feel much better than I felt a little bit time ago, because I feel these people really interested in what I'm doing. And they help me to grow up. And this is the cool thing about the community. And also, this is the one of the last question. You guys are really cool. And I wanted to follow you. I'm following you, but I mean, I wanted to know more about your goals on 2024 year. Do you have any goals? Maybe do you have something to show to us? And could you share it, please? Because I'm really interested in what you're doing right now. And Serena, do you have any projects? I know that you're DJing right now. Are you still in Dubai?
Yeah, I'm still here. I've been here for 3 months now. So I've been definitely taking my time in a new city. But yeah, I don't know if you guys heard before, but I've been working in the metaverse for quite some time now. So I'm able to travel a little bit and just kind of see what else is out there. I'm from America, but I'm so sick of it. So I'm like, I'm out of here. But yeah, I think, you know, when you move to another country and you don't know anybody, it really does push you out your comfort zone. I have no choice but to like talk to people. So yeah, I think it's been really good for me, and on a personal level and also on a professional level. I've performed in the metaverse last week. Not even last week, like 4 days ago, in the metaverse, and also IRL. I got my first gig in Dubai. So yeah, I'm like trying to network in real life as much as possible too, because I don't know, I've been changing things a little bit. I've been online for so long, and I'm trying to figure out a different, I'm trying to figure out like my recipe on how I'm going to make it and seeing what works and what doesn't. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. And I know I mentioned like money and stuff like that and how important it is, but at the end of the day, yeah, I want to build community and stuff, but I definitely want to look at the other avenues that I haven't tackled, like press. What is, like, who am I in the music industry, and like how do I want to represent myself? And I really want like the Web3, not just like NFTs. I think NFTs is just one part of your music and your art. I think there's many different factors too. So like me, I'm an avatar, digital presence. So I'm dabbling into like fashion. You know, like, if you listen to, like, Kanye West, Rihanna, like, yeah, they made money on their music, and they got to where they got to with their music, but they had also a business and a brand built around that, you know, to, like, Kanye West clothing, fashion, Rihanna makeup, lingerie, you know what I mean? So creativity and, like, your music can take you other places, too, and that's okay, you know? So I'm just trying to see other things that maybe could help me in my music path. Like, you know what I mean? So how I got the gig out here in Dubai is from, you know, a beauty company. And like, I'm like, I would have never gotten that unless I was diverse enough. You know what I mean? So I think it's important to keep your eye open on other things. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. So the next 6 months, I have a contract here in Dubai, so I'll be, you know, performing once a month and just building off of that. And yeah, you'll be seeing more of my avatar. My avatar has an attitude. So I don't want to get into detail, but I want to kind of make her a little bit like bougie. You know, she's just, you know, like my alter ego, she's got an attitude. So I want to be someone that, you know, maybe I can't be in real life. So I'm also like dabbling into like character development.
That's so cool. That's really cool. And yeah, that's, I agree with you. As always, I all the time saying that I'm agree with you. But it is. I'm really agree with you. And as Kanye growing up in different areas, like they have a business, like a clothing brand. As Rihanna do her makeup brand and laundry. I think there is a correct, but you got me. So yeah, this is so important. This is what I also want to do, like literally. And I also want to do clothing brand. I want to do some t-shirts, hoodies, or maybe some dresses. And this is a great idea. And that's cool how you're growing up. And I congratulate you with your 6 month contract in Dubai. This is amazing. I hope that I understood everything correct, but I know how it's hard. I know how it's hard to sign up some contract with somebody or growing up by your own. But girl, you doing really great things. You motivate me to do more and more stuff, and I understand that everything is possible. Even if it's so hard, and if you're working by your own, and even if you leave your home country, or how to say that, you still can grow up, and you can do more what you did in your country, because you leave your comfort zone. So, girl, thank you very much that you share your experience, share your some knowledge, feelings. I'm a part of your community. I'm with you. And if you would like to share me something, or just talk, or maybe to do something together, I'm all the time down. And I would like to make a close brand with you. Why not? So, but we will talk about it a little bit later if you would like this idea. So this is amazing. It's really motivational, motivational space. And this is so cool. And I want to ask you guys also, Wisdom and Juby, about your goals on 2024. How do you see this year? What are you going to do there? Please, share Wisdom, please.
We don't hear you, Wisdom. Unfortunately,
all right, can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, now? Right now we hear you.
Okay, okay. So my goals for 2024, right?
Da, definitely.
Yeah. So I. Well. Now that you're talking about it, I think I really need to go and get some goals. But really, I think. One thing I would say is that now that I've decided to go down this path as a music and as a musician, so I think 2023 will be me learning a lot, doing a lot, and, you know, grinding a lot. So my goals would be, you know, I'll have learning goals. I'll also have goals for results I would want to achieve as an artist in Web 2 and also in Web 3, you know. So, I have those goals written down, so I think it's best I give them private. But yeah, I do have goals, like, you know, what numeric I want to reach and what numeric I want to reach here by this time of the year in terms of results, what I would love to learn also, and, you know, how I can, you know, continue to put myself out there, continue to collaborate with people, continue to, you know, share music, and, you know, always attend things like this, you know. Yeah, because these are really great opportunities that highlight artists, and I'm really grateful for you having me today, honestly. So thank you so much, Nico. Yeah.
Yes, and thank you so much too. You know how I feel you, and I really appreciate that you come here, and I believe in you, that every wish is what you have, every goal is what you have, it will come true so fast, because you're really working hard on it, and I believe that you will have a success, you will have everything what you want. So I really appreciate it, you know, that you're here. So, and Juby, can you share your goals on 2024?
I think my goals for 2024 are to get on bigger royalties. So I never really thought about it until now. And it's only like been recently that I actually started making money on them, but I've gotten some pretty big YouTubers to use my music, and I'm waiting on my next check. I'm not too sure how big or small it is, but it's exciting to just like see your music on other creators' platforms. Like I'm like hoping one day like I can get on like Mr. Beast's platform. Just like, even like if it's like 30 seconds of my song, that's like enough. It's like, it's good. And to as well work on, besides my music and, you know, the typical minting, etc., I really wanted to work on my writing. I've been writing with Tuning In and the Music District, and I've been writing my own blogs. If you can check that on my bio, I write my own blogs more so about like personal life, like love life, and a lot of like things that people are like suffering through right now. And then I separate that with like, I have another blog that's mainly about music. So you'll find like stuff about artists on there. So I'm pretty diverse with my writing, and I really have a passion for writing and telling people stories. So if anyone here needs a writer, copywriter for your platform, or a blog for any artist, let me know. And yeah, I'm trying to just like be more artistic 2024, and to get a job that I can still travel with. It's just been 2023 has just been horrible. Like, I've done so many different jobs, but I just want to get to the point where I'm only doing like two, right? So like everyone has like kind of two jobs, where you do your main job, and then like you have the thing you're passionate about, and you do that because you don't want to like overdo what you're passionate about. You don't really want to make your the thing you're passionate about like fully work, because then it stops being enjoyable. And so, yeah, that is really my goal for 2024. And I'm hoping that we all get rich during the bull run, guys. Invest.
Yeah, definitely. It will be fast. It will be fast. I know. I know that you're doing. And I just wanted to suggest you, like, what do you think about to send your music to some movie labels, or how to say that, that your music will be in a movie? I think that your music kind of will be matched with it. I think it will be nice to experience to make it possible. My God, what happened with my English? I meant, have you ever tried to send your music to some movie production? Because I think that it will be really cool if they will take your music for some movie and your music really match for that. So being for that. So what did you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of royalty. You have to go, well, first you have to have a PRO in order to get royalties from like mainstream movies. So they put you in a collection of like music that people can use. And so I haven't had an experience doing it. I also don't have a publisher or anything, but I hope maybe one day we'll get there. My song will be heard by someone and they'll want to use it for their movie or whatever. Yes. But it's all about luck.
Yes, 100%. So I also believe in you. I know that you all guys working too hard. I follow in you. I see what you're doing. And I'm all the time in touch. And if you need my support or sports support, just let me know. And we will finish in this space. I'm really appreciated that you come here, that we have these conversations. And it's really motivation conversations. And really, guys, you're doing a great job, and I want that you never stop. And again, if you will need some support from me or from sports community, just let me know, and we're all time in touch. And again, thank you so much. You are all beautiful, talented, amazing people. Appreciate everybody, everyone. Thank you, Serena. Thank you, Jubilee. Thank you, Winsdom. And thank you, Spoos team, that you being here and being in this space. So, yeah. Do you want to say the last words, guys?
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say thank you for the invite and you know, letting us talk about what we're working on. I haven't been on a space in forever, so yeah, thank you again, and yeah, can't wait to catch up.
Yes, the same. Thank you, Juby. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, keep on looking out for my music. If anyone wants to connect on anything, just give me a DM. I do like multitudes of like things, music, creation of planning, writing. I'm an open book at the moment, so definitely reach out and keep on supporting other artists. I mean, this space definitely needs to grow more. I very much believe that. And yeah, I think that's everything. Thank you for having me on here. And I look forward to what the platform has to bring.
Yes, thank you so much. I will let you know more about the platform. And thank you, guys. And this space will be every Friday. So feel free to join every Friday to the spaces. And yeah. See you later. Thank you, guys, and bye-bye.